A German court today handed down a guilty verdict in the first trial connected to the September 11th attacks. Moroccan-born Munir El-Moutassadegh got the maximum sentence, 15 years. He was convicted of being an accessory to 3,066 murders and being a member of a terrorist group. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Hamburg.
Munir El-Moutassadegh did not watch as the panel of judges filed into the Hamburg courtroom, nor did he appear to be looking up as the chief judge announced the guilty verdict and the 15-year sentence. But El-Moutassadegh watched carefully, one hand on his chin, as the judge read for more than 2 hours explaining the court's reasoning. Later, defense lawyer Hans Leistritz dismissed much of what the judge said.
We have ja in diesem Verfahren nichts Neues gehört.
We haven't heard anything new today, he said. The witnesses he cited were talking about things that have been said, about things that might have been said, and about evaluating someone else's religious beliefs. The court is using these statements to conclude as fact that our client knew about plans for an attack. The chief judge cited a web of evidence which did not directly prove El-Moutassadegh was involved in the attacks, but led the court to conclude he must have known about them. The judge said it was clear El-Moutassadegh had been a member of what's now known as the Hamburg Cell, several hijackers who also lived and studied in Hamburg. El-Moutassadegh admitted to managing the bank account of one hijacker. He also admitted he had spent a month at a military camp in Afghanistan, run by Osama bin Laden. Today, the judge cited two witnesses as key, one who overheard El-Moutassadegh say they are going to do something big. Jews will die and will dance on their graves. Another who said El-Moutassadegh had introduced 9/11 hijacker Mohammed Atta as our pilot. A lawyer for the American co-plaintiffs, people who lost family in the attacks, said this shows that El-Moutassadegh knew what was going on. Lawyer Ulrich von Jeinsen.
He said to one witness, this is our pilot, and he mentioned Atta. So why did he say so? Second, he said, we have something in mind which is really big, which is really great, and you will think of us. Why did he say so? He was basically the logistic background. Without, you cannot perform such a terrorist attack.
But Bernd Zornin, a law professor at Hamburg University, was surprised by the verdict and by the sentence. He said he felt there were significant gaps in the evidence, too little that tied El-Moutassadegh directly to the 9/11 attacks. Partly, he said, that's because German law considers the entire situation surrounding a case.
Für eine Verurteilung ist ja nicht eine hundertprozentige Gewissheit.
For a sentence, you don't need to be 100% sure, but you need to be convinced more than you have doubts. It means the court considers its overall impression from the evidence of the whole trial, and if the judges are convinced of the guilt of the client, then he will be sentenced.
Defense lawyers are already planning an appeal, based in part on the fact they could not get testimony from another alleged al-Qaeda member, Ramzi bin al-Shib, who is now in U.S. custody. U.S. officials cited security concerns, but the judge here in Hamburg noted that if bin al-Shib is ever allowed to speak publicly, the case against El-Moutassadegh could be reopened. Emily Harris, NPR News, Hamburg.